Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We know the Bush administration had 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops, massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan in the months before 9/11 with a launch order to launch the war on his desk. And Newsweek reported the day before. We know Dick Cheney took the shoot-down powers away from NORAD, away from the generals and admirals and their designates in June, several months before 9/11. Clearly the evidence is you've got multiple governments involved. You've got our government involved. It is true the Carlyle Group, BCCI, did have connections with Saddam. Our guest keeps bringing that up. Regardless of all of that, we know now that they do have these remote control systems. We know they were put on 120 aircraft with 20-something spares. We know Boeing was fined for this. Now they're announcing that they're planning to put them on planes with government approval for our safety. The big question here is, can those satellites, quote, be hacked into? Let's say the government's good and loving, and they're not involved in this. Obviously they are, elements of it, rogue elements. And we have the motive here, oil, police state, weapon sales, dominant empire, a pretext, all the big papers written up by Brzezinski in 97, and then, of course, by PNAC in 2000, September, Rebuilding America's Defenses, that helpful Pearl Harbor catalyzing event. So you look at the wide spectrum of data here. This is a black ops all the way, and it's no doubt they'd use different money laundering fronts and groups to do it. But the big question here is, will this story get out to the people that remote control devices are at least on some planes, that they now want to put them on more planes publicly, and that these could easily be commandeered by someone else and or could malfunction? Can you speak, both Field McConnell, the retired airline pilot who's been working on this, or David Hawkins? This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Can you speak to any information you have on how this could be hacked into or how some other government could get control of this? Because if the entire fleet gets this, I mean, this is a disaster waiting to happen. What if there's a solar flare and it blows out all the satellites and there's malfunctions? Anything could happen.
David, may I go first?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm going to make it brief in layman's terms, and then David will flesh it out with technology. But two things come to mind. Number one, if I were a passenger anywhere in the world, I would request of my airline host that they tell me if this technology is installed. And I think just by people becoming informed and asking the question, the technology will be forced to be removed. Secondly, as an olive branch, I would suggest, because I like to play fair and take the high road, if Boeing aircraft would prove to me which aircraft had the QRSs installed, and then sign a letter notarized with the CEO's signature that these tail numbers, the specific airplanes, have had specific part number QRL-11 installed, then I would certainly drop that suit. What I'm trying to do is highlight the issue, get it into the light of open court, and let the chips fall. Poor choice of words. I was going to say let the chips fall where they may, but I'd rather have the chips fall into a garbage can and be destroyed.
Exactly. Mr. Hawkins?
Yeah, if I can just give a big picture here. On the war games, the 1st of June 2001, there are actually two war games going on. One in the United States, which was the simulated attack by Canada onto the Capitol building using a hijacked plane flown by an Al-Qaeda attack team. But there was another very important war game going on, which is in the Straits of Formosa, where the Chinese People's Liberation Army were rehearsing an attack on Taiwan. So this is what was going to happen on 9/11. Had Flight 93 left on time, it left 41 minutes late, it would have hit its target in Washington, D.C. at the same time as the alleged Flight 77 took out the U.S. Naval Command Center. And it would appear that the target was the Capitol building, i.e. they would have killed hundreds of congressmen and senators.
That's what I say. That's the intel I've got from sources, is it was going to be a decapitation move on the Capitol.
Exactly. And then the Chinese, Alex, would have invaded Taiwan using the 120 or 150 planes converted to fly as cluster bomb drones.
But I think that's a stretch. They have a big enough conventional military to not need to use aircraft. I mean, and then that would show their hand. They could then connect that back and then we'll be right back.
6 year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For stations and listeners that just joined us, we're walking through some very complex issues here. Defense contractors, black ops, money laundering, basically our government. Tied in with the communist Chinese, who are the new chosen ones globally. All of our major infrastructure and military hardware, capacity, research and development being transferred feverishly. That's on the record. Almost everything our guests are saying, I'm able to confirm on my own research or from knowledge or from reports that stream into me. Let me just recap for those that just joined us. This came out on Tuesday. Northwest pilot from rural Glendon alleges 9/11 cover-up. Field McConnell is convinced 9/11 terrorist attacks are being covered up. The Northwest Airlines pilot from rural Glendon, Minnesota, said a second attack is imminent and conspirators already have aborted their plan once this year. Those beliefs prompted him to begin writing for a website where like-minded people gather to file a lawsuit in Fargo federal court to expose an alleged conspiracy. In the lawsuit filed last week, claims Boeing Company and the Airline Pilots Association can't assure him that the B-747-400 planes are safe. McConnell, who is in the process of seeking an early retirement, which he did do on Monday, from Northwest, claims the planes are rigged by Boeing and can be remotely detonated. At the bare minimum, they admit that the doors are exploding, and I have one of the chief Boeing engineers in a speech last year saying that we can get a lot of trouble from the BATF over this. Seattle Post-Intelligencer. So if the West Central Tribune Steve Wagner did his research, he'd find that real fast. We do not believe in any way, shape, or form that this is true, said Pete Janhoon, a spokesman for ALPA, the world's largest pilots union. One senior lawyer and senior engineer both said that on the face, it's an insane complaint. It sounds like he's a troubled guy. Now, we know they just got a huge $615 million fine last year for illegally transferring 120 of these planes, 20-plus separate boxes to hook them into other planes. They won't say whether they've taken them out. They're bragging in another report here from Sunday out of the UK Daily Mail, big paper. New autopilot will make another 9/11 impossible, unless, of course, the real terrorists have access to the autopilot, we added. A hijack-proof piloting system for airplanes is being developed to prevent terrorists repeating the 9/11 outrages. The mechanism is designed to make it impossible to crash the aircraft into air or land targets and enable the plane to be flown by remote control from the ground in the event of an emergency. Scientists at aircraft giant Boeing are testing a tamper-proof autopilot system, which uses state-of-the-art computer and satellite technology. It will be activated by the pilot flicking a simple switch or by pressure sensors fitted into the cockpit door that will respond to any excessive force as terrorists try to break into the flight deck. Once triggered, no one on board will be able, that's key, no one on board will be able to deactivate the system. Currently, all autopilots are manually switched on and off at the discretion of pilots. Once this is activated, the pilot loses all control. The so-called autopilot system, or uninterruptible autopilot system, patented secretly by Boeing in the U.S. last week, will connect ground controllers and security services with aircraft using radio waves and global satellite positioning systems. This is amazing. Now, during the Cold War, and still, our the Strategic Air Command and the missiles as well, until the last few years, weren't allowed to be able to be in radio contact because they knew they could be jammed or sent false signals. Again, terrorists, foreign governments, our own government, that's the main people, this group of criminals, we've been hijacked by total mafia, completely, trillions missing from the Pentagon, wanton looting everywhere. They could easily use our aircraft as weapons against us. The Air Force fleets and Army and Marine Corps aircraft are switching over to this. It's happening. And I found George Bush giving speeches in September about, well, we'll put these in the planes and stop hijacking. I found all these other quotes. The company's bragging about it. And then I've seen other people in the national news go, that's ridiculous. None of this exists. It's impossible to remote control planes. There was never a test. Boeing says they're testing it now. They tested it in 1997, and they tested it again in 2001, early 2001, in New Mexico, in California. This has been perfected for decades. Let's go back to David Hawkins. David, can you comment on that?
Well, exactly, and they were testing the prototype on 9/11. I mean, the Iridium system, and incidentally, we mentioned Buzzy Krongard. Buzzy Krongard and Tom Ridge are now directors of Iridium. Now, Tom Ridge is governor of Pennsylvania. He instructed either the FEMA people, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or the state's National Guard, and this is a technical term, to spoliate evidence. They took the evidence away from the field outside Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and a debris field that was 8 miles long all the way to New Baltimore. That's a criminal offense.
Well, we see the cover-up on Oklahoma City, cover-up on Ground Zero, cover-up at the Pentagon, instantly out there covering this up. Where do you see this going? Because they can't talk out both sides of their mouths.
Well, now, and thank heavens for Field McConnell's courage in going forward with this, because, you know, it's a considerable thing. He's put his career at risk, and there's lots of people calling him crazy or implying that he's crazy. We have, collectively, or he will have, a first lawsuit in Fargo, probably where the a subpoena will be issued to the board of directors of Boeing and their backers to come to Fargo, and I believe Captain McConnell, well, I know Captain McConnell is going to argue pro se. He doesn't need a lawyer as a pilot, fighter pilot and airline pilot, to put questions to these people. Now, the tragedy from Boeing's point of view, and of course their denial is going to prove to be extremely expensive for that company, is they have, in the process, they've got rid of all the pilots and aeronautical engineers on their board. It's now stuffed with lawyers and accountants and hangers-on. None of them know how to fly a plane.
Well, isn't
so when
this,
the board of, go ahead, sorry.
Isn't this global mafia going to have more and more trouble as they fire every expert they've got in the entire infrastructure, and it's just gangsters trying to control the technocracy?
Well, exactly, and that's why it's very important. For example, Phil Condit, who was the CEO of Boeing, he was booted out. Now, there was an illustrious aeronautical engineer. Now, I'm an engineer, and I work for Schlumberger. And what I notice with these large corporations, the people who know actually how to run the corporation and develop it and develop new products, they're being pushed to one side. And you've got this sort of parasitical cloud of lawyers and accountants taking over and hedge funds. And they run the companies into the ground. And that's what's happening to Boeing.
Like a cloud of locusts.
Yes, exactly.
And now, I'm sure you know, almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. The AP reported September 10th, over $2 trillion missing. I mean, I've never seen in history such a wild, voracious looting. It's as if they know this whole ship's going down or something.
Yes, and now there's a very interesting woman who was the number two procurement officer at the United States Air Force, appointed by Clinton, a woman called Darlene Druin. And basically, she was backdooring contracts to Boeing, including the refueling tanker, a lease arrangement that would have given them $6 billion in excess profits in return for Boeing offering her children jobs. Unbelievable. Anyway, after 9-1-1, and I'll come back to her role on 9-1-1, after 9-1-1, she became a vice president of Boeing, and then she went to jail. Now, back on 9-1-1, she had another job, apart from being procurement officer, for the United States Air Force, and she was the chairman of the board of directors of the NATO AWACS program, the Airborne Warning and Command Systems. And on 9/11, there were two AWACS, one above Washington and one above New York, and they were coordinating the Red Team attack.
Now, is it possible that many individuals side by side, this is how they bootleg, that's why they run drills simultaneously with the 7/7 bombings, with the first World Trade Center attack with Oklahoma City, that there could be people in the Red Team command centers who thought it was a drill and didn't know those blips were real?
Yeah, and this is the absolutely sinister approach. These guys have logged the war games through the Iridium voice recording system. So they now have some tapes of the voices of the Red Team commanders and the voices of the Blue Team commanders participating in what they thought was a simulated training exercise. A simulated Red Team commander would have been trying desperately to get the weapons platforms past the initial and secondary and tertiary defenses of the Pentagon as close as possible to the target. So innocently, they would be describing maneuvers to bypass the Blue Team.
What about that earlier report of a special transmission being sent by the plane saying it was a friendly to the Pentagon? Remember that?
That's right. And all of those, and this comes back to this illegally modified flight box. They've modified the flight box at Boeing to bypass the transponder system, and none of the pilots, the four hijacked pilots, sent the emergency code, which Field will correct me here, but it's HJCK, which is a signal to the air traffic controls they've been hijacked. None of them sent that. I believe the transponder was switched over remotely by a corrupt and treasonous ground crew, and they were unable to communicate that they've been hijacked.
Let's go back to Field McConnell. Field, you want to comment on what we just said?
Yes, I do, but before I do that, I want to ask your listeners a question. Regarding my mental health, would you rather have an engineer, an attorney in the cockpit, or two people like me?
Well, no, we understand you've got a good record at Northwest, and you're a fighter pilot in the military, and you've quit over all this and gone public.
Oh, yes, and I, that's just
I mean, here's my point. The press is going, oh, he says explosives, ha, ha, ha. Here they are admitting in this Seattle Post-Intelligencer article that they've got exploding doors and that they could get in trouble for it. Now, I don't know why they're admitting that, and then they admit that they did fit planes with these systems. I mean, this is weird.
It's very weird, but I think part of the answer is there's too many employees at Boeing, so they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, but not one mouth, but numerous mouths. They're fighting for their survival. A very good process going forward to be put Boeing under a trusteeship, perhaps of the Pentagon or any large organization, and maybe hire some private security people that understand.
Well, Boeing should have never gone to China. How insane is that?
Well, China's hoping somebody will attack the United States so they can come in behind them, because they may not be cowardly and not want to be the first guys to fight us.
Stay there, both of you gentlemen. I want to open the phones up in the last 30 minutes on this subject: 9/11, transponders, exploding doors, the cover-up unraveling. This is real. This is important. This is powerful. 1-800-259-9231. It's Wednesday.
Good morning. morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Vitus Resources. It's March 7, 2007. Gold is at $645.20, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $663.04, $333.54 for half, $167.07 for quarter ounce coins. That's $663.04. $333.54 and $167.07. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back. We're taking your calls. The next segment, your questions should probably be revealing. 1-800-259-9231. David Hawkins, who is a forensic economist and trained at Cambridge, is our guest, and we have just retired on Monday, Captain Field McConnell, flew for Northwest Airlines. He's saying, look, if you've got chips that can be grabbed or hijacked, or I mean, let's say the government's not involved, they're good people, that we love them. They're perfect, they weren't involved, they just love us. They wouldn't hurt us fly. Foreign corporations, foreign governments, we know they've compromised the Iridium system. That's been in the news for 5 years. We know we've been totally hacked into. We know they've taken over, Chinese hackers have taken over our central NORAD computers before. How could any of these be on planes when they could malfunction or be commandeered? Field McConnell?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how could these be on planes? How do we find out the 120 they're on?
It was basically, well, how do we find out specific airplane tail numbers? You'd have to get the Canadian Mounted Police and maybe their reciprocal to the or their version of the FBI to go storm a or ask for permission to enter Cascade Airways, I believe is the name of the installation facility in British Columbia, and the other installation facility is in China. That might be more difficult to get into. But those chips need to get out of the airplanes. But as far as creating fear among Americans or travelers worldwide, I would urge caution. And I think that this threat, even though the hardware has not been removed, I think the opportunity to deploy the hardware has been removed. About 10 days ago, I sent an electronic letter out identifying that should I slip on a banana peel or be hit broadside in an intersection, I wanted to help law enforcement find out who was behind it, and I named 100 names, roughly 50 of them, being the board of directors at Boeing, because I have no problem with Boeing. If they'd call me now and tell me that they've got proof the QRS is 11 throughout, I would go down to the courthouse today and I have about another 12 days to amend my lawsuit, and I'd be more than happy to take Boeing off the lawsuit.
Sure, they're just hoping this blows over and they'll continue. And now going back to David Hawkins, David, where do you come up with this idea that someone could have put explosives in the installation of aircraft? I see no evidence of that.
Well, there's a very intriguing chemical propellant used in rocket fuel that includes what's called atomized aluminum powder, which is a few micrometers across. And when that comes into contact and is ignited with iron oxide, which is like rust, it generates it creates an incendiary that burns at 5,800 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, the intriguing thing about solid propellant rocket fuel, incidentally of the kind that Boeing uses for its space launch, is it looks like sheets of rubber. So I, as a forensic economist, am very intrigued at the possibility of taking what looks innocuous and safe, i.e. a piece of insulation, and using the insulation to conceal rocket fuel. Now, I found a French company called SMAC that makes aircraft insulation. It's either acoustic or thermal or vibrational that appears to be being installed by this Cascade Aerospace in Abbotsford, British Columbia, and it has a central core of black elastomer or rubber sheeting. Now, if you took out the paneling in the fuselage, which is what Cascade does, and installs the insulation, the technicians installing that insulation, they could do it in perfectly good faith, because the intriguing thing about this material is it acts and feels and looks like insulation. That is, it won't ignite until you reach a temperature of 1,600 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, a jet fire, as a result of a crash of an aeroplane, wouldn't, even under ideal conditions, exceed about...
Okay, well, I understand you can speculate all day on that. The other stuff you're saying hasn't been speculation. I mean, where do you come up with the fact that just because you think they installed some of these takeover chips, some of these autopilot remote control chips, that they would, A, put this in the aircraft, and, B, have a way to trigger it?
Well, that's the only way you can explain a debris field that's 8 miles long. I'm talking about United 93 in Pennsylvania, where the people who came to the scene of crime, their first reaction was, where's the plane? A number of them said we could hear the sound of dripping plastic in the forest. And secondly, if they look inside the crater, there is no heavy, significant metal objects. Now, you can't destroy a plane in a conventional crash with a conventional jet fuel fire. You can't vaporize the passengers. You can't distribute a debris field 8 miles long. So I'm, as an applied mathematician and an engineer, I'm trying to work out how they could possibly create what's called the energetics of such a crash. And the only way to do it is to use an ultra-high temperature accelerant. There is no alternative.
Now I understand. Thank you. That's why we asked the question. Very interesting. We'll be right back. Let you gentlemen make any other key points you wish. Also plug the website. And then we're going to go right to your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. It's the one, the only GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
Welcome back. Look, Hitler was a thug, Stalin was a thug, Mao was a thug. These are just criminals that take over. That's what tyranny is. And they're destroying our national sovereignty. We're going into the North American Union. Who could believe it? And they keep it secret. And we get their own four-year documents in Canada last year. And it's all how to keep it secret from the public and how it is in North American Union. I mean, that is high treason right there. And we know 9/11 is an inside job. We know the official story is totally impossible. We now know, and I've been told this from people that worked at Boeing, but they wouldn't go on record, that they did have remote control systems in many of their aircraft. I was told that in 2001, right through this year. And I've talked to other pilots who say, yeah, some airplanes do have those. Boeing is putting it in some aircraft. And of course, there's big lawsuits and news articles about it. And then people get up on TV and say it doesn't exist. It's conspiracy theorists. They're nuts. That technology doesn't exist. And then it turns out it's been installed. Folks, before we go back to our guest, I'm asking you to support us. Get my film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. It is Over 3 hours on one DVD. The film's right under 2 hours, 68 minutes of extras. It shows all the admitted examples where our criminal government and other governments that are illegitimate stage terror attacks as a pretext for control and war and to unify societies under their banners. Get America freedom to fascism to find out about the private Federal Reserve. That's another hoax. And the North American Union and the IRS. Get Loose Change Second Edition that we carry on DVD, the original, from the folks that made it, instead of just seeing it on the internet. Get them high-quality information for your library. Make copies of Terror Storm. Make copies of Loose Change. Make copies of American Freedom to Fascism. The makers have all said you can. I'm telling you, I want you to make copies of Terror Storm. Put it on Access TV. Have parties. Show it to your neighbors. Get involved. We got 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts and baseball caps at near cost on the website, citizen rule books, other books and films, a huge library of the best materials available at the online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't count on others to take action in this fight. Don't count on others to get the films and make copies. Don't count on others. Well, thanks, Alex, for being there. We're glad somebody's fighting it. No, we need you to fight it. When you, the listeners, get the films, make copies, maybe a copy a week, a copy a day, two copies a day, a copy a month, give it to 10 people. It's easy. It's easy to burn copies. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership, download all my films in super high quality, burn them to disk, do it every day, give it to people. It's easy. It takes minutes a day. You can get my films as low as $5.95. Go to Infowars.com, look at the great deals we've got there, or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.tv to get an online membership for super high-quality versions to download. And you can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. David Hawkins, I have to tell you, I am impressed by your analysis. And every time I ask you a question, you're able to walk through the evidence. A lot of people hear the complexity and they think, oh, this is ridiculous because they haven't been researching it for years like you have. And then it's hard for you to then, in limited time, to be able to articulate all the facts and your reasons and what's behind it. But I know this. They did put these remote control systems on some planes. They did get fined $615 million. They are saying they're scared of prosecution for exploding doors. They are saying there's all sorts of things happening. And we do know they want to go to drone fleets. We do know they remote control those planes on 9/11, whoever did it, and that's clearly the military-industrial complex. Carlyle Group is our main suspect all along. You just add evidence to that. So tell us about your website and Field McConnell. Any other comments you want to make before we go to calls?
No, I would. This is Field, and I would say that the HJCK, that the transponder code that David alluded to, that's only the code that would show up on the controller's screens. That's not the code that goes in our end of the airplane, and the control, we put in numbers, and the numbers don't matter, and they're probably classified. But just before you go to David, I want you to know that we have very much faith in you, and we appreciate your courage, Alex. And if you ever want us to come down there, I'll pay the freight to get David and I down to Austin for a face-to-face visit sometime.
Well, as this develops, maybe we can have a meeting or an event or something, but I want you to be able to stay focused on your lawsuit and what's going forward here, but this is all very important.
Okay, and if I can just jump in, and again, I'd like to second the thanks to you, Alex, because I think your interviews of Field and myself has actually got this story across in a way that we perhaps never dreamt of at the beginning of the week. But anyway, as a forensic economist, what I'm particularly intrigued in are mass frauds or high-level frauds, and I believe that you have the remedy in the United States with your RICO legislation, which was introduced in October 70. RICO stands for Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organization, and it has two remedies, a criminal remedy and a civil remedy. And Field McConnell's legal action in the Fargo court, the first one he's filed, is actually a claim against Boeing and ALPA, the Airline Pilots Association, for a civil RICO remedy for his loss of earnings as a result of what I think we both agree is his involuntary early retirement, because he cannot in all conscience fly a plane when he doesn't know these elements have been removed.
And the French benefit is discovery.
Yes, obviously we can subpoena witnesses, and if they don't show up in court, of course, they concede defeat. Now, can you imagine if Boeing concedes defeat for this relatively small case, because then the logical conclusion is, well, they accept responsibility, and then you can run that up to the 3,000 wrongful deaths of 9-1-1 and the massive stock exchange fraud, which we think will be the sequel to the smaller case by Field McConnell. But just in case listeners imagine that we're inventing a description of Boeing as a racketeering, influence, corrupt organization, let me describe or read something from the Seattle Weekly of December the 1st, 2004. Its heading is Racket Science. Lockheed says in a civil suit that Boeing's competitive behavior constitutes racketeering. And it asks, is there a federal criminal racketeering case in Boeing's future? Attorneys for Lockheed Martin outline that possibility in court papers filed in Florida. Lockheed is suing Boeing, claiming its aerospace and defense rival conspired to steal business secrets and cover up the act, allegedly a violation of the U.S. Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organization Act.
And we have one of the directors going to prison, and we have him paying a $615 million record fine.
To get the U.S. Department of Justice to drop an investigation, and the last sentence in that first paragraph is, Lockheed maintains that incidents related to these cases can be linked, and this is a 2004 date, to show a 14-year pattern of illegal activity by Boeing, meaning, and I agree with Lockheed, I think Boeing has been operating as a racketeering influence and corrupt organization since 1990.
And now, how our government ever let its main research facilities and factories be shipped to China, that's treason.
Well, exactly, and that was done, and everyone wants to point it at George Bush, but that was done from 1993 to 2001 by the Clinton administration, President of the United States, number 42, and he, and I think to a certain extent his wife, authorized the transfer of America's military secrets over to the communist Chinese, and the communist Chinese adapted these military secrets so that they could have dual-use vehicles or weapons inside the United States that could switch from a civilian purpose to a military purpose.
We also have Clinton signing PDD-60 that Bush has continued for a nuclear stand-down if we're hit by ICBM MIRV clusters to stand down.
Yes, and now let me just touch, if I have time, on the NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization Partnership for Peace, and how that works. This was put together by Clinton and John Shalikashvili. And fast forward, on 9-1-1, John Shalikashvili, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was the son of Dmitry Shalikashvili, a major in the Waffen-SS, who lied when he came into this into the United States, was a director of Boeing. And because he was the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would know exactly to what extent the NORAD blue team defenses could be tricked into standing down for a red team NATO attack.
Let's go ahead and go to some phone calls. Terry, where are you calling from today?
Hello?
Yes, Terry, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Terry, yeah, and Chicago.
Okay, go ahead.
Couple of comments. As far as people calling you guys crazy, your guests and you especially, Alex, it's what's incredible is that you have to be what from my personal experience is that you have to be perfectly sane, in fact, extra sane, to believe what you guys are talking about. So I just wanted to make that comment. Also, as far as a few years ago, there was a space shuttle pictures that I saw in China where they have basically a exact image of Cape Canaveral built in China, and I was wondering if anyone can comment on that.
Could I comment on that, Alex?
Yes.
I can't comment on that specific picture, but run your mind back to February the 1st, 2003, when Space Shuttle Columbia came down. It would appear that McDonnell Detweiler, the company I mentioned in British Columbia, had remote control activity or authority to backdoor the command and control system of the Space Shuttle Columbia. And an analysis, and this is from memory, of reinforced carbon panel number 8 shows thermite dust on the panel of the Space Shuttle Columbia when it was picked up off the ground, which is consistent with this high-temperature accelerant in the wheel arch. So I believe, and there's another article on HawksCafe.com, that the Space Shuttle Columbia was sabotaged by these same people. And if you recollect the pilot, or one of the astronauts in that plane, I think it was an Israeli guy who was the youngest pilot in the attack on the Osirik reactor in Iraq in 1981. So they wanted to take that down, and he was a high-value target. I believe they sabotaged the Space Shuttle Columbia.
And what's your evidence of that company being connected?
Well, McDonnell Detweiler had a contract announced on its website, and what I looked at the McDonnell Detweiler, I seem to see that every time there's a terrorist attack breaking out, a few days or weeks or months before, there's a rather cryptic signal announcing an imminent terrorist attack. So on the 23rd of January, and it's now been removed after I exposed it, McDonnell Detweiler announced they'd been awarded a $150 million contract from the Johnson Space Center to operate the voltage regulation mechanisms of the wheel arch and the space shuttle and the space station. Now, what that means is if you can backdoor the signals that go to the space station and the space shuttle to actuate the hydraulics and control the voltage of the computer, you can also backdoor it and detonate explosives in the wheel arch. And the debris field and the plasma of Space Shuttle Columbia are consistent with a high-temperature accelerant being placed inside the wheel arch.
Well, there was that telescope video shot of the burning on the bottom on reentry, and the FBI sees that. Thank you for the call, Terry. Who's up next here? Ian in Canada, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. These last two interviews today seem to have expanded understanding of 9/11 right out into outer space. And I can confirm, just this Sunday I met with a Boeing technician and asked him about the capacity of the avionics to generate 6G turns under remote control. He didn't deny it. And I believe I phoned you a couple of years ago to tell you about a military reservist who'd taken part in an exercise over the Yukon in Alaska in a Department of Defense Airbus, the same sort of green-painted aircraft the Prime Minister flies internationally. And they, JTF-2 personnel played the hijackers. This was just weeks before 9/11, which confirms Mr. Hawking's...
Well, they have the admitted drills in Canada, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking now, you're talking about China being able to backdoor through Iridium and control these explosive assets on a commercial aircraft. And then I thought about this story that the real target of the Chinese satellite shoot-down was an American weapons platform. If China had that kind of control, the United States government could never acknowledge that China had actually shot down an American asset like that. It makes sense from the idea of payback by the Chinese. They finally paid the U.S. back for taking out their embassy in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, more than 10 years ago. There are all sorts of doors of understanding that these two men have opened. I'll be racking my brains, shaking my head for the next 2 months.
I hear you. We got to jump. Thank you for the call. Michael, where are you calling from? You're up next.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, yes, I'm calling from Iowa, and it's hard to explain. I've got a new perspective on this and all of the theories that we've had about 9/11 or JFK or OKC. Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Sorry. it is, and in effect, kind of like the controlled demolitions, and that I think not so much the controlled demolitions were done on purpose. I think they were shown to be controlled demolitions on purpose. I think all these conspiracy theories, as that these details are left there on purpose. Why? To me, to think that the human curiosity equation left out is kind of naive. I think it's purposely led us to point so we get bogged in down into detail. Instead of actually, I mean... Right now we have all the evidence to prove that it was an inside job. We already know it's an inside job, yet we haven't really done anything. We changed the system around us. But I look at this. What did George Bush say about the Constitution? not in correct terms, but...
A GD piece of paper.
Yes. And that points to me in that the whole idea of elitism. They don't follow our rules. So why are we fighting within our rules? They make these rules to keep us so bogged down and so hidden and look at so much into details that even if the proof that we put in their face, they stop and laugh at it like, ha, ha, ha.
Because the general public can't get it. Let me get a comment from both our guests on that.
Yes, I think that's a very shrewd observation, and I was just going to explore this NATO Partnership for Peace. The idea of the NATO Partnership for Peace, which was created in 1994 when Shalikashvili was the
yes.
Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, and it was done on Clinton's instructions, was to permit any one American state, such as New York State or Pennsylvania or California, to, through an emergency or a contrived emergency, to declare martial law and actually swear in the state's National Guard as NATO paramilitaries.
Well, Bush just did that officially with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007.
But it was introduced in 1994 by Shalikashvili, and...
Yes, I remember. We've got a break. Final segment straight ahead. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The web's HawksCafe.com, links up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's take two final calls, Brett and Bob. Sorry to all the others. Brett in Canada, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
All right, Alex, it's good to hear from you. I have a great one. First day, you have a great show, and I think you do great things. I just wanted to comment. I find it absolutely ridiculous that, you know, we have one person, we have all these people coming out kind of saying things, and then we have the media shutting the face and the door when we have this evidence and proof and documents right out in the open. And I just, to the one, Mr. Connell, I just wanted to say that, you know, and I really admire that, you know, you put your foot out and, you know, try to get this information out at the same time when, you know, people are calling you crazy and everything. And it's just, it's a sad world these days. And I just think that's, I just wanted to say that, you know, I think you're doing a really great job and really admiring you for kind of stepping out like that.
Well, I mean, regardless, they think there's a problem. There is a problem with not getting clear answers about these remote control chips and exploding doors. Have you found any authorization they got for having exploding doors? Because from this engineer's comments, it sounds like at Boeing, he's saying they're not allowed to have that.
I think the, is this a question to me, Derek?
Sure, yes.
Yeah. Now, very interestingly, the Boeing guy, Bain, said an almost explicit prohibition of the Bureau on Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms. Now, I think Field mentioned yesterday they've dropped the E from BATF. It used to be BATFE, meaning explosives. And the people who should have prohibited and made sure that explosives didn't get on board the Boeings would be agents of the Bureau on Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in the Murrah building in Oklahoma City.
Ah, the very same crew. Thank you,
now,
Sean. We're almost out of time. Go ahead.
Okay, my point was, the message of the bombing of the Bureau on Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms offices inside the Murrah building was a message to the agents, get out of our way, we want to put explosives on Boeing commercial aircraft. And very interestingly, the marshals whose job it was to guard that building in 1995 were under the control of a woman called Christine Marcy, who happens to be the secretary, the sister of Phil McConnell.
Really? All right, final call. Bob in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings, gentlemen. This thing is snowballing and creating an avalanche. A few questions I have is that Don Grand Dupree said that these systems, these fly-by-wire override systems, had been in place before 9/11, and also the fact of well-documented aircraft sabotage and the possible connection with the Innslaw Promise software, how if anybody could track an aircraft or a person on an aircraft and then remotely control a sabotage an aircraft, and is not Schlumberger a big competitor with Halliburton? And I might also add that the electric arc that hit Columbia when it was passing over the coast of California, as to what...
Okay, we're out of time. We got to shut it down there. Thanks, Bob. Comments on that finally?
Yes, I believe that that McDonnell Detweiler, the company I just mentioned, has a software package called Mindbox, which is actually readjusting the insurance on targeted aircraft and buildings in real time. It actually takes 15 seconds to refresh. So when a target has been hijacked electronically and is heading towards its physical target, both the building and the vehicle are being reinsured through McDonnell Detweiler and Carlisle Canada in real time.
All right, we're out of time. Gentlemen, I want to thank David Hoggins for joining us and Captain Field McConnell. We'll talk to you soon, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Folks, all I know is they have this remote control technology. They've been fined over it. There are exploding doors. I don't know how much the rest of it's true, but it's an important story when it shows up in the mainstream media and this other story out of England about how they can remote control things on Sunday. So we've covered it. We've fleshed it out. We'll continue to research it. Huge story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Part one's up there right now. Get it out to everybody. Part two tonight. Get it out to everybody. Let's get it out there and all look at it. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.